The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98
KUPD. Yesterday we had the discussion after the passing of the marvelous Olivia Newton-John, who was my first life crush, my first real, like, memorable, oh my God, celebrity crush. It's not even close. Like, that memory is first and foremost with what I know made me feel things I'd never felt before, tingly and creepy. And that, man, oh man, loved every second of it. Made me realize why rubbing up against stuff was in my future. For sure. She was the one that I wanted. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You don't want it,
you made me think about that too. Like, who was the first crush?
Who was it?
Farrah Fawcett.
You were like 10.
That poster, yeah.
That's it? You waited that long, so you weren't sure for 10 years?
No, it wasn't that I wasn't sure. That really started
they got you
kicking
like
in.
Yeah. Going. You don't remember the flowing. First time you saw somebody and went, oh, there's a different feeling here. Because that was
maybe
Olivia.
Mrs. Black, my first grade teacher.
Yeah,
so
you had a crush
seven.
On a teacher?
Yeah.
Never had that. There was a girl named Charlotte in kindergarten that for some reason gave me the...
The tinglies?
Yeah, the ooh, kind of feeling. I turned into Tim Allen. I got, like, manly feelings about it. But that's when, you know, like, again, you start to realize that it's not a choice. Your sexuality is not a decision. It is in you. Like, you're born with something that makes you go, that's what I like. And nobody ever pushed me a direction. That was just happening. Olivia Newton-John was my first one. But then we went on to talk about how Grease, the movie Grease, through my interpretation, is different than what most people think. And I didn't even, you know, it is the incredible...
Goody two-shoes.
No, it's the weaponization of the woman's vagina. It is a movie about saying everything you have to get what you want is between your legs, and all you have to do is find out a way to dress that up. She wanted this, she wanted that, she couldn't figure out how come she couldn't get it. Her friends told her, look, you got to stop this. If you start parading around with your...
You want your man to behave.
Sexuality will get you what you want. That's how it worked. And so that's what it is. It's the weaponization of sexuality against men is what the movie Grease is about. And it all works out for the ladies. She gets everything she's ever wanted, even in a flying car. He would do anything for her. She couldn't figure out what was going on. And then he's kind of like aloof. And it's like, eh,
got rid of the leather jacket, put the...
Right. Basically, she was going through the motions like, I got him. And he's like, I'm interested, but I got to see something else. It's the song More Than Words that everybody thinks is so beautiful. It's about a blowjob. I don't want to hear you talking. More Than Words. That'll let me know how you feel. Is all I ever needed for you to show... read the lyrics of that and tell me that isn't a love song. It's like, just shut up and blow me, please.
See it at weddings.
I gotta pull those up.
More than words is all
first dance.
I ever needed. It's all I ever needed you to show. And you wouldn't have to say it. I would know if you just put this there. Yeah. Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. Not that I... what does it say?
It's not that I want to.
Not to say it, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words. It's a beautiful song. People play it at weddings. It's about a blowjob. Come on, baby, finish what you started. About a blowjob.
That should how the wedding should end.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly.
At the end of the day.
Kiss the bride. Forget it. More than words. That's what it's about. But Grease is about the weaponization of a woman's vagina and how powerful it is. And ladies, the whole thing is about teaching young girls that if they ever really want anything from a guy, all you got to do is dress like a slut and start dancing around. Because that's how the movie ends. And she gets everything. So I get this email. It says, hey, Holmberg, Phoenix transplant, living and streaming from Illinois now. I still love you. Can't stand radio stations here and satellite radio is terrible. I wish you'd talk about that sometime. Anyway, the reason I'm writing is because my kid just started sophomore year in high school, a theater geek. Guess what the fall play is after yesterday's discussion? That's right, Grease. You dick. Now I'll literally watch an entire group of teen girls learning to parade their vaginas first and let everybody know that this is the weaponization of the vagina. It's a story as old as time, and I didn't realize it until yesterday that Grease is that story. I hate you almost as much as I love you. You should have been a bigger star, Shanda. Well, I don't know. That was kind of an insult.
Wow.
At the end. I don't know what
kicking
that means.
Kicking the nuts. Wow.
It's a compliment insult. It's dirty.
It's a backhanded compliment is what it is.
But I didn't even think of that talking about it yesterday. High schools across the country do Grease every year. And really, it's about sexualizing women. And women doing it and saying, we've got the power. Dress like a slut, get what you want. That's the movie. And now they're doing it for 15-year-olds, sophomores doing the fall play. All right, we need a hot Sandy who's willing to get into the leather. I've never watched a high school production of Grease. Do they slut up Sandy pretty good at the end?
I don't know. I avoid it. It's almost doubling down in a way because
they have to, though.
He also changed his.
No, he tried to, and it wasn't working. And then when he realized, well, there's never going to be any sex out of this.
But she
remember because he was trying to
appreciate him putting on the
trying to do her way, and then he tried to have sex with her at the theater, and she ran
and
away. And he's like,
yeah,
"Well, screw like, this! What am I trying
I don't
so hard
what
for?
What you're doing here?
Right? It was the men don't have power. Just wait for her to do it.
It's our trickery."
And she's like, "Well, all he's trying to do is be all pawsy and handsy," and the other girls are like, "Yeah, that's the whole point.
No, I love and care for you,
but I want him to love me. There's only one way. Do you have this more than words?" That song is all about shut up, stop talking to me, and get down there. Oh, my God, it's the most beautiful song ever. There's all sorts of those wedding songs. That's a great one. I want that to be somebody's father-daughter dance because I would laugh around. Glycerine's another one. I always talk about Bush.
There you go.
It's the active ingredient in KY jelly. Slide it in. It's about going. It's about going back door. It's a great song. I know it's extreme, and it's a ballad. This is a
no.
Good,
it's just yeah. It's a good, just, I've heard it so many times.
Oh, yeah. You're burned. But you played at weddings?
Oh yeah.
You I've do?
Played. Oh yeah.
Do you tell
oh,
people
yeah.
what that's about?
No, I just let them go.
Oh.
I'm telling you, there's
is not the
first dance.
I
yeah.
want to hear from you. It's not.
It's so obvious to me.
It's about love, John.
Yeah, because that's what love is, pretty. You
sure is.
Gotta love somebody to put that thing in your mouth.
Yeah. It's about true love.
If you only knew how easy it would be. And here you are, barking and talking and blah, blah, blah. Just show me how you feel. Get in there.
More than words.
It's great. It's right there. I have to listen more.
That
you wouldn't have to ever say it because I'd already know. The things you did to that last night, my God, you must love me. And Grease taught us that. What would you say if I took those words away? How would you show me then? That's what he's talking about right now.
You
have to use more. What would you do?
I know what you want. Put that gross ball sack.
I'm gonna talk about butt play though too.
Well, it could be butt play.
Yeah.
There's other ways.
But that's not love. That's whorish behavior. She doesn't love you. She's just trying to get some cash. That's true. That's a good point.
Just by saying.
And that's a great line too. You couldn't make things new just by saying I love you. You can't fix all your problems with just an I love you. You owe me one. Nuno in the back on that's beautiful. Great song.
See? Nuno in the back.
Nuno in the back. You know Nuno gets some back time. Anyway.
He's always there.
Enjoy Grease, high school educators. Because what you're teaching the kids deep down is the subversive message of, if you dress like a slut, your dreams will come true.
Pay it forward.
Yeah. And you know what? I shouldn't have spilled the beans on this. But weaponizing the vagina is bad because then it becomes a hostage negotiation tool. And we don't want that either. Anyway, congratulations. I hope your kid gets the role of Danny Zuko.
Well, Kevin just messaged him. One of the best porns he's ever watched was a Grease parody. I haven't seen that one.
All it has to do, it's just Grease with sex in it.
Yeah.
It's the same movie. It's a porn plot. The plot of Grease is very porn. It's very porn. Very porn. Like two idiots trying to figure it out and the acting's dumb and do a couple songs and the next thing you know, it's like, oh, he's going to nail her. Finally.
Imagine Hickey, Kanicki and that couple in the porn.
In Stockyard.
You'd have
they're constantly going at it.
Constantly. You'd had two scenes with them and the second one is just completely, just scrub that. Get right through. I've seen Kanicki do this to her twice now. Yuck. What I'm waiting for is the blonde to turn whore. It's the whole movie. When is she going to turn whore? It's taking forever. And Beauty School Dropout, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She got a whore up, too.
Grease Lightning.
Well, Grease Lightning's about a car. That's
porn, that might have changed.
Well, yeah, sure. But you got to grease it up. But the boy parts are just like them being stupid boys. Like, this is what they're interested in. And all you got to do is dress like a slut. You'll distract them from anything. Fact. It's 8:58. I'm right about this, but now enjoy your high school play. I have not. I might have to go to one. Is Kirby doing Grease this year? Maybe I'll be Uncle John at her and take a look at how high schools handle that whore festival known as Grease.
She hasn't said anything about doing theater. She is in the orchestra. She's continuing that.
Oh, there's no orchestration.
I know.
I don't want to hear the orchestra play.
They might pick a Grease song.
There is a string section, but I'm not.
Yeah.
If they start, oh, God damn it. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. I can't even grasp how awful that would be to have. Well,
here's a song, Grease. Yeah, from Frankie.
Yeah, all right.
I seen a trouble and I seen a...
What's that noise? The band. All right, and now the 8th grade orchestra of Gilbert Christian will chime in. It's going to be great.
They'll nail it.
That's a great song, too. Anyway. I enjoyed that email because that lady's now looking at her theater boy, learn that women will always have the power over him thanks to a high school production. They should just do Boxing Helena or something instead as a counter to Grease, where a woman with no arms and no legs still has a use. Same message. You're good for one thing. If you lost your arms and legs, I'd still love you. If you look like Sherilyn Fenn in the 80s. Can't be a pig and lose your arms and legs. And then you're just going to be Nathan Sutherland's girlfriend for a while. We got a Rock Wars coming up in just seconds. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I've heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.